I'm John Moore, and this is Exposition here on KRCU. And Tunes at Twilight is now underway. And with us today, Devin C. Williams. Welcome.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. So I was kind of looking at your schedule here. It looks pretty busy. You've got a lot of dates in Illinois, all up and down through Illinois. Sure. So can you tell me a little bit about how you got your start and what kind of music you play?
Absolutely. I kind of came out of the womb as a drummer. I was always beating on pots and pans or whatever I get my hands on. So music just kind of seemed to be the natural gravitation of my life. And I've always been interested in art and especially music. So I started off with drums and was in a series of metal bands eventually got out of that and went into acoustic music. And since I was playing heavy metal, blues seemed to be the most, had a lot of angst to it, like metal music did, especially the old Mississippi Delta blues. And just got started playing at little local venues and private parties. And just from there, it's progressed up to what it is today.
Now, you list some of your influences, some names that people probably recognize, like Sun House, Charlie Patton, Robert Johnson. Those are all names that if people follow blues, they certainly know those names very well. Did you grow up, did you kind of just kind of fall into that and start listening, or have you kind of grown up around some of those artists?
Not necessarily. However, so my father is black and my mother is, she's also mixed with Sicilian. Grandmother was a minister, and I was very close to my dad's side of the family, and she was from North Carolina and born 1929, February 5th, and she had all these stories of she picked some 300 pounds of cotton a day and all the songs and stuff. And I just remember as a child coming to her house, and I'm from Findlay, Ohio, and she'd always have some old gospel music on, and sometimes she'd be, you know, humming some kind of tune. And you know, any blues enthusiast will find that most of your early country blues and all that started out in the field, you know, and spirituals and such. And I want to say that had a profound impact on me. And then also, once I discovered that Sun House was also a mixed man, and various other country blues artists like Mississippi Sheiks, and it just goes on and on, Reverend Robert Wilkins, it just, you know, I was like, okay, there's a familiarity there. And I'm like, this is a part of my heritage. It's my culture. So I kind of naively felt like I had a right to play the blues. And but to tell you the truth, it's just as beyond me as how the music kind of chose me, so to speak, because I tried various other, you know, ways to express myself, but it came out blues, and I didn't even realize I was actually playing blues at first when I picked up an acoustic guitar and tried my hand at finger picking, and immediately wanted to play a resonator guitar because I discovered Sun House. And and I list those guys because I think most people understand, you know, like you already said, you know, they'll know Sun House or Charlie Patton, but you know, I'm really into guys like Ishman Bracey, who does Saturday blues, and some of the more obscure guys like Bo Weevil Jackson and all these other guys that went under different names. So like Bo Weevil Jackson's also known as Sam Butler. And that kind of just set me on the whole search for where is this music come from? And, you know, the various, you know, styles, and because Delta blues is, it's just so vast as far as, you know, like you got someone like John Lee Hooker opposed to, you know, someone who plays like Booker White. You know, they sound completely different, but the music comes from the same place. So, you know, in short, I would say that's what really attracted me to the music, that it was, I could understand that these guys were improvising and, you know, kind of making the music up, and that really intrigued me. You know, so I was like, now I don't need a band. I can fire the band and I can just, I can be a resonator totem blues man.
Okay. Well, that was going to be my next question. If you bring anybody along with you on the road, of course, you know, the resonator guitar itself kind of lends itself to that really percussive plucking and picking. Yeah. So I guess kind of answered my question there. If you have anybody along with you.
I do like to collaborate with people. You know, and I did have an outfit of a trio a couple years back, and I've had a couple different trios, actually, different bands that I've put together, and but usually I just kind of prefer to be solo. But that's also with the thing with Delta Blues that I found was it was always just one person, and that's all you need, you know. So it just seemed very, very liberating kind of music, and I just haven't discovered anything quite like the old pre-war country blues.
Yeah, it seems like that's kind of having a resurgence. I think maybe no small part at all with the Sinners, the soundtrack of Sinners coming back. I'm sure I don't know. You might even know people that were involved in the making of the movie and soundtrack as well. Do you?
Yeah, actually, I do. I have something kind of close happen to me from that movie. I have a very good friend from Modesto, Illinois. His name is Logan D. Elliott, and he makes cigar box guitars, and I play his instruments. And one of the people from the Sinners movie, I guess somebody came down to interview down in Clarksdale and look over, and they saw one of his cigar boxes there, and the lady actually bought his for her husband. So somebody from the Sinners movie actually ended up buying one of my friend's homemade instruments, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that's a great story to tell as well.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of which, you, a little bit later, a couple of stops down from Tunes at Twilight, we'll get back to that in just a second. It looks like you're going to be playing at the St. Louis Cigar Box Guitar Festival. First of all, I did not know that existed. Second of all, tell me about that.
It's getting bigger now, though.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Yes, so this has been going on for quite some time. I think this is the 13th annual. Man, there's so many of these cigar box festivals that I play now. I've played them everywhere from Florida, Georgia, in Missouri, and Michigan, and the furthest now, Belgium. And I'm getting ready to go back to Belgium again. Unfortunately, I won't be participating in their cigar box festival. However, the one about St. Louis, though, you know, it's all about homemade instruments, and it's based around, you know, just kind of like when you ask a blues man, what is the blues? They might give you a different answer. But my answer is this whole cigar box guitar thing comes from the whole building your own guitar, like a lot of the Delta Blues guys did in the past. And they made them out of cigar boxes. And you could even see, like Bo Diddley, he carried that whole style into his career where he had the cigar box electric guitar. And so it stems from that whole lost kind of, thing that people used to do, making their own homemade instruments. And now, you know, guys are putting pickups in them and, you know, playing slide guitar and playing blues. But it doesn't really just have to be blues. I've heard people play everything from, you know, rock and roll to old folk songs and, you know, whatever. And it's really something that I've been watching grow and grow as I've been a part of it for greater part of 10 years or so, I'd say, that I've been playing cigar box guitars. And I don't primarily play them. I just play a few songs every show to kind of showcase. It's a part of the history of the blues, because you hear Chet Atkins even, I believe I heard a story. Now, don't quote me on this, but I believe Chet Atkins made a cigar box guitar and something about his mother being upset with him tearing apart the screen door to make the strings. And another blues man, I heard a story of him, you know, asking his horse to be nice while he plucked some of her hair and to make the strings for his cigar box guitar. So that's where that comes from. And we got Cody and the Chameleons. My friend from Belgium, John Merry-Go-Round, is going to be there. Countless others, Michael Leaker. I mean, there's just so many people that are involved in this little community. It's quite potent. you know, it's not real big, but everybody that's involved, they make these instruments and they all come together from all over the nation. And there's, man, I don't even know how many builders there are now, but when I first got into this, I only knew my one friend, Logan, and now there's just everyone everywhere is building cigar box guitars, and it's been a really unique way to get into the blues. And if you're not a musician, it's something that you can very easily pick up, and it's a fun craft, you know, building your own homemade guitars.
Yeah, so maybe you don't have, I guess that's another part, you may not have all those tools that a really skilled luthier that has that their own shop, and, you know, there's a lot that goes into it.
And all that when you're making a homemade instrument. And that's kind of the thing of it, too, is, you know, not one of them are alike. So it's kind of like in your best interest to, you know, make something as weird and, you know, as possible. And they all play different, and they all have different sounds. So I've never seen anybody just build one cigar box guitar once they
so it kind of becomes a habit.
Go crazy.
Yeah. Well, back to Tunes at Twilight. What do people have to expect when they show up at Ivor Square Friday?
Well, you know, every time I play, I give it my all, and I aim for an uplifting and fun musical experience. I like to tell stories of where the blues songs came from and where the inspiration for the songs that they're listening to. So expect an interactive and uplifting, fun time, some down-home Mississippi Delta blues and original music from yours truly.
All right. Well, looking forward to it. Let's hope that the weather cooperates. Looks like it might be a clearing off. We'll see. So
yes,
for
I
Friday.
So.
Yeah, kind of watching the weather.
Yes,
you never
Jesus
can tell.
Name, I hope so.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. And yes, I look forward to this Friday at the Twilight Concert Series.
All right. We've been speaking with Devin C. Williams, who will be playing at the Ivor Square Gazebo in downtown Cape. Coming up on May 22nd at 7 p.m. Thanks again.
Thank you.